Highbridge Audio presents The Tea House Fire by Ellis Avery. Read for you by Barbara Caruso.
Chapter 1, 1856 to 1866. When I was 9, in the city now called Kyoto, I changed my fate. I walked into the shrine through the red arch and struck the bell. I bowed twice. I clapped twice. I whispered to the foreign goddess and bowed again. And then I heard the shouts and the fire. What I asked for? Any life but this one. I was named Aurelia for my grandmother, Aurélie Caillard, who worked in Paris as a laundress. She had 2 children, my uncle Charles and my mother, Claire. My uncle was clever with books and won scholarships to Jesuit schools, where they puffed him up, my mother said, with dreams of power and glory in faraway lands. When he was 20, a priest already, the order transferred him to New York to shuttle between Irish and Italian immigrants downtown. Using the office of school principal as a base from which to consolidate the Catholic vote, the post was less than he had hoped for. He petitioned regularly for transfer. My mother stayed in Paris, working as a maid in a convent. Uncle Charles said she took up with a wicked man. But, I admit my bias, I think someone at the church forced himself on her.